You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Venture Highway.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California dreams.
Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
I'm hungry. Yes, I'm really hungry.
Well, you must be hungry. You've got a lot of stuff here, Jason.
We do have a lot of stuff. We have a special guest in house today. Today's Everybody's Hungry, though, real quick, brought to you by our friends over at FoodShare. Right now, they're in their Tackle Hunger campaign, trying to raise 200,000 pounds of food by February 3rd. They're right there, close to the finish line.
Okay.
As of Thursday, less than 5,000 pounds were needed to hit that goal. So let's get out there and help FoodShare reach their mark. Donations appreciated for Sunday, tomorrow real quick. They're also doing a free yoga class. Pixie from Pixie Prana Flow is going to be doing yoga in the warehouse at FoodShare.
Uh-huh.
And if we get people out there to bring canned goods for that yoga class, it'll get them to their mark of 200,000 pounds.
That would be awesome. What a great thing to do, and do yoga at the time. I'm very good at yoga. Did you know that?
I had no idea. Although I think there was a picture on the web with your foot up by your ear or something. So.
Yeah. Somebody grabbed my foot and shoved it by my ear, right?
Right. But you know, when we talk about food, there's also abundance of produce in California, especially here in the 805. A lot of different styles of agriculture and produce available. We have a special guest in today who's going to talk to us about one of our little gems and favorites, avocados. Brenda Duncan Cusack, the avocado diva. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning.
Tom and Sandy are looking with amazement at what we put in front of them. We've actually cut a couple of avocados.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're hoping from you, Brenda, is to educate us. We go to the store. There's actually a lot of things in front of us. Most of us probably don't even know what they are, avocados being one of them. Can we talk about them?
Sure, yeah. Most people know the Hass avocado, which is what Tom and Sandy have in front of them, and that's kind of the it avocado, about 95% of the commercial marketplace. But can you guess, Sandy, how many avocado varieties grow in California?
Oh, wow. 20?
Well, that's a good guess, but it's about 500 grow in California.
A respectable guess compared to my guess on Wednesday, which is right around the same number. So,
you know what's so funny is I actually have a huge background in avocados.
Oh, wow.
My dad was grafts avocados, and so we would have a tree with all these different kinds of avocados, and as a little girl, he taught me to do that.
Oh, nice.
So it was fun.
Yeah, grafting is important for this particular crop.
One thing that I noticed during our talk the other day, Brenda, that was kind of surprising to me is that avocados have a season. You know, being out in California, things seem to grow forever.
Yeah, that's right.
But they do have a season.
Hass avocados are a summer fruit. So they start in the springtime down near San Diego, and they progress up the state as it gets warmer and warmer, and will grow all the way through about August, September. But if you're eating a Hass avocado right now, like the one in front of you and Sandy, those are actually from Mexico or Chile or Peru. But we have, like I said, 499 other varieties that grow here in the 805. And so in wintertime, you should be eating things like a bacon avocado. Bacons are in season right now, and that's what I'm shipping to my Avocado of the Month people. And then next coming in are fuertes, which means strong in Spanish. And they can handle this cold, chilly weather. That's where the name Fuerte comes from. And then after that, the Pinkertons will come in.
Sure. And with the beauty of our region, as California is actually shipping approximately 90% of avocados worldwide, correct?
I believe it's 90% in the U.S. because there's other big countries, but you could
I'm just trying to extend our reach.
Yeah, they grow a lot in Australia as well as, I'm trying to think, Spain, Portugal on the European.
What are some of the benefits of an avocado? When we look at our plates and our diets for the, you know, each day, what are we getting out of an avocado that people should be enjoying?
Avocados make a great protein source. I have a lot of customers that are vegans and vegetarians, and avocados become one of their main protein sources. They also have 20 vitamins and minerals, and you can see Tom's eating his right there. If you eat the very green part right by the edge of the skin, Tom, that's mm-hmm. where all the vitamins and mineral are. The darker green it is, the more.
Oh, I'm really not interested in that. I'm just interested in what's good.
It's really good. It's creamy. It's I mean, it's very flavorful, and we have nothing with it. Just the standalone avocado is so good.
Okay, let me give you a secret on avocados. I'm going to let her know. I know she's the diva, but I am the man when it comes to avocados. You put some Bob's blue cheese dressing in the middle of that, and you are in heaven.
Yeah. Oh, the blue cheese rears its head again. But now, I think simple is better a lot of times, and you know, avocado with a little salt and pepper or olive oil really highlight the flavors and the creaminess, like you said, Sandy. I personally have seen quite a few recipes where we're substituting an avocado into you know, either as a thickening agent or again as a fat, you know, item.
Yeah, you can use avocados in place of fats when you're baking, actually. And I'm going to be working with Kate Dunbar at Petite Reve. Is that the name of the bakery?
Yeah, La Petite Reve.
Oh, that's right. See, I'm not French. I'm Californian.
La Petite Reve.
There we go.
Neither is Jason. He just pretends.
Yeah, and it's probably Reve. And the ladies go, no, it's Reve, not Reve.
Well, whatever. If a man speaks French, it's sexier, right? So we're going to bake some cupcakes next month using Pinkerton avocados instead of like eggs and oil and shortening and stuff.
Now, hopefully, because I had to step out of the room for 1 second there, you didn't answer this question. Super Bowl's coming up.
Yeah.
How many avocados are going to be sold for guacamole at the Super Bowl? I mean, it's got to be in the, what, billions or something?
Yeah, it really is billions. Yeah, it's the biggest guacamole day of the year. So I would say if you live in the 805, you should be making your guacamole with a bacon avocado. Go to the farmer's market.
Aren't those a little more watery than the Haas?
That's actually a myth. There are certain winter avocados that are watery, but bacon is not one of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bacons are very fatty.
Right, and they're larger than a Haas.
Yes, they're much larger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they sell them at the store, or you got to go to the farmers markets to pick up the bacons, probably?
You might find them, like, in Lassen's, places like that. Definitely the farmers markets, you'll find them. And then the one that's coming right after them, the Fuertes, which are the strong ones that survive this cold weather. Those are really delicious for guacamole, and you will not find them at a grocery store.
Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Ooh, good question. Do you know?
I don't know.
Go ahead, Jason.
It's actually a fruit.
Yeah. Really?
The avocado tree is a flowering tree. It is the fruit of that flower. And, yeah, it's just like a tomato. A lot of people are confusing those items, and they're in the fruit category.
Hmm. Okay, since I'm the diva, can you drill down even farther? Maybe it's a different kind of fruit. Can you drill down to?
What, different kinds of fruit on what now? I'm confused.
Is it a droop?
It's a droop. No, it's a berry.
It's a berry?
Yeah, it's technically a berry.
Like a caper berry.
Yes, very much similar to a caper berry.
And it's a fruit and not a...
Sandy just caught me off guard. Sandy just caught me off guard with that response.
Once in a while,
where,
I
no,
think...
No, where did you get that response? Oh, it's a caper berry. Where'd that come out?
My brain just very limited.
No, just very, very limited, but every once in a while it comes out, but never know.
Jason,
and you don't know what time it's going to show up.
I surprised myself.
Very good.
So speaking of capers, which can be pickled, the original avocado is actually very tiny, not much bigger than a caper, and it has an edible skin, and I pickled them, and so I brought some to Jason.
And we do have some in-house that I'm hoping that Tom and Sandy will try, and if we can't get to it during this segment, we'll try to touch on
Tom's
it later.
Going for it.
Yeah, he's in it. The spoon is down in there. But we do want to get more information out to the listeners as well. Where can they find you and all your wisdom about avocados?
That's easy. www.avocadodiva.com, and they can reach me at diva@avocadodiva.com if they want to email.
Excellent. And you're on Facebook and Twitter. I do want to touch on a couple other unique items that we have from your line and in this box here. One of them being the avocado leaves, which I was oblivious to until Wednesday. Can you talk about what they're used for?
Sure. These are the leaves from the original avocado tree, not from a Haas, because Haas can be toxic. These can be used as a bay leaf. In Mexico, they use them to make beans with and flavor. And in the Philippines, they use the leaves for a tea that's good for your digestive system.
Interesting. And another item that I've been seeing more frequently is avocado blossom honey.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
My mother-in-law just got me some actually from a farmer's market in San Diego for Christmas as part of my gift. You can taste some of those grassy, creamy notes of an avocado in the honey.
Yeah,
I definitely recommend it.
Wow, I'm about to try that.
And it's quite dark. It's really thick like molasses, but sweet like honey. And in Peru, they grow, or they what do you call that, process it so that it stays raw. It's just done by gravity filter. It's delicious, and I sell it on avocadodiva.com.
Excellent. Yeah, and I definitely want to encourage everyone to go check out the site. You have some interesting articles, too, on the blog portion that talks about, you know, recipes and origins of the avocado, different varietals of avocado. So go to avocadodiva.com. Find out more about what Brenda's talking about. Get some education about avocados. There's a lot out there to understand and a lot to learn.
And, of course, one of the nice things about avocados and is the soaps,
yes,
the lotions.
Yep.
I mean, I've used avocado lotion many times.
Well, you can tell your face is fabulous.
Thank you. Is she being sarcastic?
I was going to say
Sandy, I don't want her. She can't hear me right now.
Avocados
was that sarcastic?
Are good for the skin. Oh. And for dog hair.
Yeah.
My dog used
for
to eat.
For dog's hair?
Yeah. My dog used to eat avocados
poor dog.
All the time.
You know, mom's got an avocado again. It's going to spread it all over me.
Now, my in-laws, their dog used to chow down the avocados from their backyard. He had a beautiful, healthy, shiny coat, but he had a barrel chest, too. All those good fats are in abundance in that poor dog.
See, that's tell what you. I meant, Tom.
Now, avocado, though, is, and I'm going to ask this for Sandy, gluten-free?
Avocados are gluten-free.
Yeah, there
yes,
you go.
They are.
So you can have a whole bunch of them. And then is cheese gluten-free also, right?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Most avocado and blue cheese, you've got a gluten-free, delicious meal.
Most of the things that aren't gluten-free are processed.
Yes, absolutely.
Very cool.
And the last thing we want to talk about is the fact that you're working with a lot of local farmers as well, a lot of ranchers and farmers
that's
in the
right.
area to secure these avocados. Go to avocadodiva.com. Check out what Brenda's got going on. Very exciting stuff. Thank you, Brenda. We have a giveaway for the listeners. We want to get them a taste of what you're supplying. So you're going to give away a box of heirloom avocados to one lucky listener, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Very good. Tom, what number of listener do you want to get in on these box of avocados?
Good, because I thought you were squeezing me out, okay? Yeah, I always picked a number. Number 10, 289-1520. Jason, you may have to go back and get that phone because I think Jim's going to be on here pretty quick. 289-1520, you're going to get a box of these wonderful avocados. And, yeah, no, we can still go. We'll go to a break. We'll go to a break right now. So that way we answer the phones. 289-1520, caller number 10 on that one.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a quick break and hear from some sponsors. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.